morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show with host Tanya Brown. We are coming to you from New Orleans, Louisiana, to offer you a bite-sized bit of magic. Our 20-minute-ish episodes are the perfect start to your day. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your pop of magic.
Good morning, witches. It is June 11th, 2021. It is Friday. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. Today's episode is brought to you by Thought Couture. So let's get your day going with a little magic. Our quote of the day is, "If you helped elect more gay people, that gives a green light to all those who feel disenfranchised, a green light to move forward," by Harvey Milk. When Harvey Milk became the first openly gay person elected to public office in California, he became the face of the push to put more LGBTQ people in positions of power. In this quotation, he stresses that doing so will not only is not only monumental for those in the queer community who don't feel represented, but it will also empower anyone who feels disenfranchised by those who are supposed to represent them. So what are we drinking today? We are drinking Midsummer from the Witch Daily Show Summer Tea Line. It has no caffeine. It's completely herbal. It's about a 5 to 10 minute steep. So this tea has apple, rose hips, hibiscus, lemon, verbena, orange, dragon fruit, pineapple, strawberry, marigold, and rose petals. Wow. So yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about today. I think we talked about the magic of apples only a few weeks ago. So we're talking about the health benefits of apples. And this comes to us from Healthline.com. They suggest that apples may be good for weight loss. Apples are higher in fiber and water, two things that make them filling. Apples may be good for your heart. Apples have been linked to lower risk of heart disease. They're linked to lower risk of diabetes. Several studies have linked eating apples to lower risk of type 2 diabetes. They may have a prebiotic effect and promote good health bacteria. Apples contain pectin, a type of fiber that acts as a prebiotic. This means it feeds the good bacteria in your gut. Substances in apples may help prevent cancer. Test tube studies have shown a link between plant compounds in apples and a lower risk of cancer. Apples contain compounds that can help fight asthma. Antioxidant-rich apples may help protect your lungs and oxidative damage. Apples may be good for bone health. Eating fruit linked to higher bone density is a good marker of bone health. Apples may protect against stomach injury from NSAIDs. The class of painkillers known as NSAIDs can injure the lining of your stomach, and apples can help with this. And apples can help protect your brain. Apple juice may help benefits of age-related mental decline. All right, witches. So we are moving into headlines. This comes to us from geekreporter.com. Rare photos show first excavations at sacred Greek island of Delos. Rare photographs of the excavations at the Greek island of Delos from the 19th century have come to light in a book by French archaeologists. In the book Delos, 1873 to 1913, sheds light on the challenges facing the scientists and other skilled and unskilled workers who unearthed ancient monuments and artifacts in one of the most important mythological, historical, and archaeological sites in Greece. Its claim as the birthplace of Apollo gave Delos a strong religious identity that lasted all the way up into the Byzantine times. Over the centuries, Delos was truly a cosmopolitan center with a diverse population that included people from all around the Mediterranean. But in 88 BCE, the Romans razed the island during their war, a calamity Delos never recovered from. So definitely check this out. There's a link in the podcast description. But if you want to check out these really rare old vintage photos of this excavation site, it's really cool. Definitely check it out. It's really a sight to see. All right, witches. I'm going to throw this over to our moon correspondent. And then after this break, we will talk more.
Hello. Hello to all of my astro gods and goddesses. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Tuesday, June 8th. The waning crescent moon wraps up its time in Taurus today, before being whipped up into the heady winds of Gemini by early evening. Here, the moon squares Jupiter and trines Pluto. The square to Jupiter, which has only recently moved into its homeland of Pisces, is a fairly pleasant interaction. The trine to Pluto, however, makes the link intensify in ways that just the square to Jupiter might not have. Pluto is asking us to dig deep and look at the roots of our emotional selves. Jupiter is supporting this action as long as we are willing to put in the effort. If we decide that we want to take a nice long look at our shadow selves today and deal with what we find there, we will come out the other side with some treasures that we did not expect. The astrology is telling us that if we do this hard emotional work, we will reap the emotional rewards. Your daily moon mantra is, when one has not faced their own demons, they will appear as the person in front of them. This has been your daily moon mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
Summer solstice is right around the corner. Learn to celebrate the longest day of the year with a subscription box from Fog Couture. This box includes all handmade ritual items, cauldron candle, temporary sigil tattoos, and a fire magic lesson and spells. To get yours, go to fogcouture.com. Right. So we have a question from one of our listeners, Patty. Patty says, I have a question. My friend is considering doing a spell to be friends with a particular person. They interact online a lot and he initiates conversation when they see each other in real life, but they're not quite there. Here's the catch. She's also in love with him. Oh gosh. But he's married. Hence friend rather than lover. Do you think that would interfere with the friendship spell? Should I offer to cast for her so that doesn't happen? Any thoughts, tips, or friendship spells are welcome. Thanks. Okay. I'm not going to give you spell ideas because let me tell you why I think this is a horrible idea. She is pursuing someone who is in a relationship and is unavailable. Period. The whole, well, we'll be friends instead of lovers. No. No, that's not a thing. Sorry. Like, when you say, oh, well, I'll just be his friend, that means you still want to get close to him without feeling the guilt of wanting to sexually pursue him. At the end of the day, you're not wanting to be, or your friend is not wanting to be this person's friend for genuine reasons. It sounds like she wants to be his friend because she's in love with him. And I just, no, I think, yeah. Don't pursue people in relationships. I think that's just the thing. And here's the thing. You said when they interact in real life, they're not quite there. Well, why do you think that is? It's because he's married. He's in a relationship. He has put down a boundary. They're friendly in real life, but the reason she feels like they're not quite there is because he's in a relationship and he's putting on a boundary to respect his wife or whoever he's with. Yeah, I'm going to just pull age rank here. And I'm assuming I'm older than you. I'm assuming I'm older than everyone involved here and just say no. This guy's doing the right thing by, making it clear that, again, the sentence where he says he initiates conversation, but when they see each other in real life, they're not quite there. Quite where? Quite, Where is this wanting to go that she feels like she needs to do magic to push it? And that's the question we need to be asking. Respect people's boundaries, consent, and yeah, he's making it very clear this is a boundary, and overstepping that is not cool. So that's my answer. Guys, consent is not just about sex. Consent is like how far you want a relationship to go. And it can be friendship, it can be romantic, it can be platonic. But if someone is putting down a very clear boundary, overstepping that with the delusion of, well, I'll just be his friend instead, is a complete violation of that boundary. And yeah. I would also question how she defines love, what is love to her, and why she feels like this is an appropriate move. And I haven't even looked at the comments. I'm not even gonna look at the comments. I'm just gonna assume everyone agrees with me because it's my show. All right, witches. We are moving into, let's see. We are moving into, oh, a witch win slash witch fail. I love these. This comes to us from listener Megan. Megan says, I have to share my witch fail, witch win from about a year ago. My husband and I were house hunting to no avail, and I decided to do a spell that would present the perfect home to us. Whenever we do spells like this, I charge money under a green or gold candle and then give it to someone to leave on the sidewalk. This time I had no cash, so I used a big mess of coins. When the candles were burned down, I went outside at midnight to put the money on the sidewalk outside of our townhome. But apparently, my neighbor saw my witchy ass wander out, drop a bunch of quarters on the sidewalk at midnight, and then float back into my house. Megan, that was beautifully described. I'm going to read that again for my own personal enjoyment. If anyone listening also wants to enjoy it, feel free. Apparently, my neighbor saw my witchy ass wander out, drop a bunch of quarters on the sidewalk at midnight, and float back into my house. The next morning, all the coins were piled up on my porch. I assume he picked them up and put them there, and I panicked. In an attempt to stay in my broom closet, I staged a pirate treasure hunt for my 4-year-old son the next morning. You went all out. This is sitcom level shenanigans, Megan. Sitcom level shenanigans. To try to mask the quarters your neighbor picked up and put back on your porch, you pretended to host a pirate treasure hunt. Oh my gosh. I made a map with clues and coins piled up, and they were the treasure. I made sure to do it when my neighbor was outside so he didn't think I was a lunatic. I've since become a lot more comfortable in my craft and don't care about what people think, but I definitely wasn't ready to go all the way out when this happened. The good news is my son had a blast, and my neighbor didn't burn me at the stake. So a week later, we found our perfect house. This was the best story I've ever read, Megan. And you are a gem. If you ever want to just come up with more of these, I would really love to read them. That was so fun. Let me make sure I mark this one as featured on air because you guys have to go read this. This made my day. All right, how are we on time? Doing great. Okay, so we are going to a little magic today. We're going to talk about emotions. We talked about emotions earlier this week, and I think this is a good continuation of that. This does come to us from the June 2021 issue of Which Way magazine and writer M. Myler. Carrying our past emotions is a hard workout. Lately, I've been exploring happiness in a way that I haven't really acknowledged before. It's summertime in Canada, which is always such a happy season for me, albeit short. The temporary nature of our Canadian seasons means that I tend to dread the upcoming fall and winter. Even though they are beautiful and purposeful, I know that I'm not alone in my emotional attachment to summertime, as there are numerous medical studies showing extreme cases of how we can be affected by the cold seasons, even to the point that doctors write prescriptions for those experiencing SAD, seasonal affective disorder. With summer currently soon changing to fall, I've been taking the time to learn and re-examine the emotions that I always anticipate at this time of year. And I've decided that the wistfulness I feel longer I feel about the loss of summertime season is no longer necessary. Some of the research that I found states that after the age of 35, 95% of our actions and emotions are programmed into our existence. By our mid-30s, we've had some real-life lessons, and there are experiences that we will never forget. But what we don't always do is discard the emotions that we've carried with us through those experiences. Carrying emotions aren't always relevant to our immediate situation and can cause us to not fully appreciate the present. This means that we wake up in the morning, a brand new, fresh, sunny day, and we can think, I had the best time last weekend. I hope that this weekend is awesome too. Or perhaps, my boss was so challenging yesterday. I wonder what he's going to toss my way today. In both of these examples, the thoughts aren't present. Not being present can hinder our creativity and our success, which is why it's important to check in with ourselves daily to sort through and discard thoughts and experiences that are no longer relevant. If we wake up in the morning and before we do anything, we think or write, I am grateful for this new day, and I'm going to take 5 minutes to meditate and let in some positive creative thoughts. We are tapping into the 5% of our actions and emotions that aren't part of the life program that we've created for ourselves over the years. That 5% is key to consistent happiness and success because it is the part of us that embraces change. So let's say you have a friend or family member who seems to always have a reason to be unhappy and to complain. No matter what you say or do for them, it only seems to be a temporary spark of contentment that you bring them. And the next time you see them or speak to them, they're back on the unhappy train. We all know someone like that, and sometimes we choose to limit our interactions with those people because it feels draining to spend time with them. Imagine that person coming to you one day and saying, I've spent some time going over my thoughts, and I've realized that I never fully discarded the emotions from an experience that I had many years ago. I've been hurt, bitter, sad, angry because of that experience so many years, and it has hindered my happiness. So I've decided to work on living in the present. I have a feeling that you would be happy for them, and that happiness would not only fuel your day, but filter to everyone that you come in contact with for days, maybe even weeks. Here's the thing though. What if you are the person who needs to do some major emotional discarding? For me, the negative anticipation of the fall and winter seasons was disrupting my enjoyment of the summer season. My anxiety of preparing for cold seasons had me dedicating time, thought, energy to something that isn't even in existence yet, and it wasn't a positive dedication. Our fall season begins close to October here in Canada. It can start to get really cold towards the end of November, and within a few months, springtime begins. The craziest thing is that I was born in Canada. I literally have been experiencing the season since I was born, and I've held on to my own childlike experience that the winter is horrible and brutal and lasts forever, and I can do all the things that I love to do when it's cold outside, none of which are true. When we are experiencing an emotional discomfort first thing in the morning, it might be a sign that we need to tap into our minds and make some changes. Once our mind is fresh and open to change, not only do our thoughts become more positive and creative, but our bodies react in a positive manner too. We feel more energy. We feel lighter and stronger. We feel healthier. Changing our emotional routine is not an easy process. Once we are comfortable in our feelings, our bodies operate comfortably in those feelings as well. For example, we might experience a headache or stomach ache when we feel stress. Perhaps we've been feeling stressed for so many years that now we get random headaches or stomach aches. This can mean that even though we've decided to change our emotions, our bodies may take some time and training to adjust to our new positive thoughts. In the same way we work with our physical fitness through time spent being active, when we decide to work on our emotional fitness, we cannot forget that our bodies will also need some extra attention. For myself, thinking about the upcoming change of season could actually prevent me from going outside and spending time in the garden. As I began to think, I should instead be spending time in my house, cleaning or preparing for winter, my body would even feel lazy, like I don't want to go outside. But it takes just a little bit of effort to work against my mind and say, no, it's summertime, go outside and enjoy it. Carrying our past emotions is a hard workout. It's hard on our minds, it's hard on our bodies, and it can even be hard on our loved ones. Embracing change is work. Change is uncomfortable, but it's also worth it. I absolutely loved this from M. I once had a roommate who just, she was one of those people who just woke up unhappy. She woke up unhappy. If she misplaced something, someone moved it. If we went to a place for lunch, they wouldn't have something she wanted. Or we would go to the store, hurry and get in line before this guy. And it was just like, being her friend was so stressful. I was like, how do you just wake up miserable? And it got to a point where I couldn't be friends with her. It was just too draining on me. And so this is a really good example. If you find yourself waking up mad or waking up upset, or again, oh, I can't find something, someone must have moved it. Or we're going out to this place, they won't have anything I want. If you're in that thought process, you're definitely not just hurting yourself, but those around you. And it could be a good opportunity to maybe rethink some thought patterns. All right, witches. So we are wrapping up this episode of the Witch Daily Show. I do want to give a shout out to listener Jamie Leon. Jamie, you formidable, powerful butterfly. I also want to give a shout out to listener Lillian. Lillian, you mystical, magical leprechaun. And then finally, Kelly Zimmerman. Kelly, you thoughtful, scintillating oracle. Thank you three so much for being Patreon supporters. I really, really appreciate you. Before we leave, we do have a card pull today. Our card is the Star from the Witch Daily Oracle, which we still have some decks left, so check that out on our website. The Star is all about hope, fate, and destiny. Timing, it's slow. Yes or no, it's yes. This was contributed by Kelly Corrado. You are on a path you are meant to be on. Things may feel uncertain. You may feel like things are unstable. This card tells you that everything is as they are meant to be. Whether things feel great or terrible, you are where you are meant to become your truest self. All readings, things are going to turn out how they are supposed to. All right, witches, that's all I've got for you today. Don't forget any books, decks, headlines, sources, or anything else we've referenced today can be found in the podcast episode description. I hope you guys have a great day, and we will talk again tomorrow. No, Monday. Bye.
Witches, we hope that you have an amazing day filled with magic and inspiration. If you'd like to support the podcast, head on over to our Patreon. Need a support system? Find the Witch Daily Show on Facebook and our website, witchdailyshow.com.